The head of a group for foreign physicians is saying more needs to be done to ease British Columbia's doctor shortage. Patrick Cody is executive director at the Association of International Medical Doctors of BC. And while more physicians are calling the province home, Cody says BC is still in catch-up mode. He says the more internationally trained physicians or Canadian doctors we can graduate, the faster we'll be able to tackle the chronic shortage. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of BC reported 488 new doctors registered in 2009. That's more than double the previous year's increase. The jump is attributed to more graduates coming out of medical school since the provincial government doubled the number of seats in 2007. A new labor mobility law also helped. Now doctors can move to the province without having to requalify. But according to the BC Medical Association, 250,000 British Columbians do not have a family doctor. BC needs 400 new physicians each year just to maintain the status quo, yet there are only 256 medical school seats. That's where the association says foreign-trained doctors can help. Cody says there are hundreds of international medical graduates that have to redo their residencies because their credentials are not recognized in BC. At St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver, there are only 18 residency positions a year for foreign-trained doctors. Cody says we need a combination of more residency seats for foreigners and a program that helps them get trained and licensed sooner. Burnaby MLA Harry Bloy has been working on the problem since 2003. And while he says he gets a lot of support from his Liberal caucus, government takes a long time to change. Bloy says he would like to see a new medical school in BC with more residency spaces, with some for foreign-trained doctors. Jennifer Moreau reporting for CJSF in Burnaby.